from the Three Story Method Podcast Network.
This is the Serial Fiction Show.
I'm Christine Daigle.
And I'm JP Reinbush.
Welcome to the Reader's Serial Fiction Show.
Today, we've got a mythological comedy by Nikolai Weisskell called Divine Counseling. A marriage counselor to the gods of Olympus, Bob is tasked with resolving disputes between divine couples before their dysfunctions wipe out the unsuspecting mortals of Earth. With the assistance of his wife, Emily, a reckless yet ambitious expert of mythology and the occult, kind-hearted Bob must balance caution with the truths of therapy to ensure the safety of his world. Will Bob be able to prevent Zeus and Hera's divorce, or is it too far late for them to recommit to each other?
Nikolai Weisskell's love for storytelling began with his wonderful aunt, whose stories made him laugh, think, and just want to read everything he could get his hands on. His mother also had wonderful editions of the original Grimm fairy tales that he enjoyed as a child. Eventually, he began to read series like The Dragon Riders of Pern, Lord of the Rings, Foundation Trilogy, and The Dresden Files, which set him on the path of being a fantasy and sci-fi fan for life. He got the wibbly-wobbly idea that he could learn how to write at the age of 16, thus starting a start-stop pattern as a writer for nearly 10 years. After attending DFWCon in 2018 and making friends, he started to dig into everything writing entails: characters, structure, dialogue, and his long-hated enemy, grammar. If you ask some of his critique partners, he seemed to either ignore or have a personal vendetta against commas. And now a sample of Divine Counseling, Episode 1.
He wouldn't stop flipping up his toga and fucking everything with a pulse. Hera raged. Zeus glared back at her indignantly. The winds of the mountain shrieked in agreement.
She had her bitch brigade make me infertile for a century. Me, the literal god of creation here.
He roared, his halo turning black and sparking with tiny crackles of lightning. The pale golden cloud floor of Olympus started radiating black, rumbling with thunder. Bob winced at the electricity arcing up his legs, lifting them out of the building storm. He cleared his throat, suppressed the reflex to flinch as both deities affixed their elemental eyes upon him. Instead, he pushed his round-rimmed glasses up his nose. Accusations are not I statements, they... The sentence hung in the tense air between his clients. Hera and Zeus looked at each other, reciting in eerie unison. They do not contribute to the conversation and prevent a relationship from healing. Bob's tension eased. At least they could go through the motions. He hated the phrase, fake it till you make it, but in this case, not making it meant continent-shattering disasters. For the briefest of seconds, the tension subsided. Black storm clouds turned golden. His next question was on the tip of his tongue. Then Hera and Zeus pointed at each other and shouted. But he, Hera started. But she, Zeus interjected. Bob wrote a name on his pad. Both gods froze as a low, throaty cackle rolled in from every side of the throne room. It ended as scissors snipped and sliced clothes. Hera and Zeus flounced to their respective sofas, faces twisted in indignant, impotent pouts. Bob looked at each of them and waited.
I'm sorry for bringing up the past.
Hera's words came as if they cost her something. Zeus said, I'm sorry for calling your followers bitches and for all the... Bob cleared his throat before Zeus finished, and the god picked another word. Infidelity. Bob stroked his curly beard and seized the moment, pen at the ready. Now that we've addressed the past, let's discuss the present, he turned to Hera. Have you left Zeus's children alone? Hera's eyes narrowed. Yes. The clouds of Olympus turned black instantly. Lightning spiderwebbed through the air. Bob hid behind the paper of his pad because there was nowhere else. Liar! Zeus bellowed. Crushing pressure slammed on Bob's lungs, threatening to pop them like balloons. It pinned his limbs, and he did the only thing he could. He exhaled every drop of oxygen. But he couldn't inhale because it felt like a ton of bricks were on his chest. Beads of panic sweat gathered as a thousand tiny hands grabbed each of his beard hairs and started pulling. Thinking of movement caused spasms as he tried to beg Zeus to stop. Dearest, if you kill the therapy can't happen. Hera sighed before rolling her eyes.
Before we talk to our author, let's talk about Pro Writing Aid. And I just got their email about all their updates that they've done this year. And one I didn't know about and I'm excited to use is that you can collaborate with your authors just like you do in Google Docs. Right in Pro Writing Aid, you can collaborate with other authors or beta readers. They can leave you comments right in Pro Writing Aid, which just like...
I need you to tell me more.
Yeah. So it just cuts down on like another step. So right in the Pro Writing Aid, you can just go right in it. You can leave comments the same way you would use them in Google Doc. So I'm going to explore more into that because I just found out about that. So I'm like, that is really... amazing, because I use beta readers and I collaborate with other authors. So just, you know, keeping everything in one place, which is awesome.
Definitely. Especially like I'm thinking about this not only in collaboration, but also for like editors or if you have, you know, different people that are looking at your document. Like this is just a fantastic way of just adding in a little bit more usability and collaboration.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. So don't forget. Check out ProWritingAid.com. Use our discount code SERIAL20.
SERIAL20. All right. So we've got a counselor to the mightiest of gods on Mount Olympus, known as Bob. What inspired you to write this humorous tale?
I hadn't encountered anything like it. And I always loved the stories of mythology when I was in high school. And I would occasionally search and hear different renditions and everything. But most of the stories, Percy Jackson included, focus on characters getting embroiled with the mythological deities. And I thought, well, what about the deities themselves and their relationships? And from there, a combination of sincerity, comedy, and dark humor just kind of, what's the word I'm looking for here? Alchemied itself into the story.
Yeah, I love that. I just cracked up in the blurb when, you know, the counselor to the gods is named Bob. it's so ordinary. Yeah. It's so funny.
Yeah, no, it just fit. I mean, one of the things that I struggled with as a writer when I was starting out was world building. So I just kind of dumped everything in a story idea folder. Divine Counseling was one of those things. Then I started really getting focused on indie publishing like Kindle Bella, and I needed a reader magnet. And that's how I got started.
Excellent. So is that reader magnet something you still give away? Is that like a newsletter sign up or how does that work? Oh, okay.
Terms and conditions of Kindle Vella. Can't. I am developing a prequel to the series that shows how Bob and Emily first met.
Excellent. So what's one thing about this story that you want listeners to know or to be excited about?
That it's funny, but it also is honest. That the simple message of marriage is hard, but worth it, is layered throughout, and that it recovery is a very slow and long process, especially when they've been repeating toxic behaviors.
Yeah, I really saw that in your serial too.
Definitely. And so which character are you excited for readers to read about and why?
How many episodes have you guys read yet so far?
I think I read the first few. I forget exactly how many.
Okay. Well, Miss Quandary is definitely a favorite. I've gotten a lot of feedback on, and I do really like writing her, especially teasing what she is and how she does things. However, a new favorite for me is Gunnar. And if you don't want spoilers, skip over this part, but Gunnar is Tyr's severed hand, gifted to him by Thor and Sif as an additional layer of protection. So, and before anyone asks, yes, Adam's family inspired, but with my own twists and turns. Like, for instance, Thing didn't have bones, wrist bones sticking out, but since Fenrir chomped off the hand, it made sense for there to be some more grisly aspects.
So a more gruesome sentient thing.
Pretty much. Actually, the last conversation Bob and he had was about pay, because how do you pay a severed hand? That was fun to write.
Yeah, that sounds very fun. So just a little bit ago, you talked about the honesty in the hard parts of marriage. And I really saw that in the counseling aspects. It felt very real, like a very real counseling session. Is that something you have a background in, or how did that find its way into your story?
I have gone through therapy myself. I don't have any psychological education training. I just have very high emotional intelligence. And I have consulted with counselors and students of psychology to either find the correct terminology or to basically see if the resolutions or therapy plans that I'm writing about are realistic. So, combination of me and using the resources I have available.
Excellent. That's a great way to approach it too. So I'm curious, you did just mention Thor, so that's Norse mythology, you know, Tyr as well. So obviously we'll find other divine beings. Will they be in counseling as well? And what's your favorite counseling session?
Well, right now the focus for season one is pretty exclusively on Zeus and Hera. But to answer your question, yes, there will be other couples in counseling. One that is mentioned, you might have encountered if you read up to, I think, episode 7, was Susano and Kushinada Hime. Reading their myth, I'm like, and the temperament involved, I was like, oh, that's something that's just going to end badly. As for couples that I'm looking forward to having in counseling, well, there are so many different mythologies that I want to explore, because part of the fun of the series is the research part. But sorry, I can't think of just one. I did have a very fun idea where maybe I could have dual pantheons, the Greek and Roman, respectively, and then Ares can get together with Ares or Ares and Mars, sorry. Mm-hmm. But I since changed my plan on that, so might come back to that later.
Interesting.
Yeah, it sounds like you're exploring a lot of different things. So what type of research went into making this serial?
Combination of Wikipedia, Google searches, talking to other people who love mythology just like I do, and sitting down and doing it. I mean, a lot of it initially was off of memory, because like I said, I love mythology, and the most recent game that I played, or games are a huge source, but Hades, if you guys have seen it or heard of it or played it, it's fantastic art, fantastic storytelling, and great portrayal of the deities. Lots of Google searching, some help from my wife because her Google foo is better than mine.
Yeah, definitely. I really enjoy Hades, so I definitely know the interesting spin that they have on it with certain characters. I'm curious, though, having to choose just one, what is your favorite myth or legend?
Oh, that is hard.
Not to put you on the spot or anything, you know.
I'm not going to say it's my favorite of all time, but it is in my top three. The story of Tengen, who's a character who's going to be in the prequel. He was originally mortal. He was a acclaimed scholar who lost favor in the court and was exiled. And his ascension to godhood was both tragic and hilarious, because after he died, the court that banished him experienced earthquakes, storms, and other natural wrath events. And so they built a temple to him, and he became the god of scholarship and scholars. And I'm just like, oh, okay. Well, I guess that's one way to get a ghost less pissed off at you. You made him a god. Yeah. And one other funny thing from the research said that apparently when the bull that was drawing him towards his grave just stopped and refused to go forward. So even before being put in the ground, he was refusing to go in the ground.
That's interesting.
Refuse to die. So you have a quote on your website. Did that or any other media inspire your serial?
Oh, that's from Terry Pratchett. Pratchett and old British sitcoms and like Blackadder or Red Dwarf are huge sources of inspiration for me. They just have great comedic timing. And Pratchett is just a master of satire. So if you ever want to explore satire, I definitely recommend reading him, because he covers just about everything from the post office to jingoism, which, you know, quite the range there. And yeah, just his approach to trying to weave the serious with the absurd is absolutely something that I've drawn inspiration from for both Divine Counseling's comedic moments and for my other serial as well.
Is there anything you haven't explored yet that you plan to or want to?
Season 2? I definitely think other mythologies is the simplest answer, because whether it's the Loa, the Shintog, the Abuk or Egyptian or any other mythologies that haven't been as well represented, I definitely want to dive in and explore them and see how their primary or other members of the pantheon that are married relate to one another based on both the culture they came from and also how they're described in myth and how they might have developed into the modern world. Because some deities, like Feme, the goddess of secrets and gossip, adapt very well. Others, not so much.
So as a final question, what do you like most about writing serial fiction?
Sense of accomplishment. The general advice that you'll get from longtime writers is that it's a marathon, not a race, which is very true. You have to write, draft, edit, draft again, However, with serial writing, because the word limit is 5,000, and I usually try to keep my episodes between 1,000 and 2,500 just to keep the reads fast and hit harder, it's much easier to plan things out and edit them to a more polished state. So I have inattentive ADHD, and not having that sense of fulfillment or that sense of interaction or fulfillment was a real struggle for writing. So serial writing has definitely been a huge source of consistency. Last I checked, I think between my two serials, I've written over 50,000 words in little under 6 months. So most productive I've ever been.
Excellent. Well, I'm awesome. Glad to see those words on the page. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Yes, thank you.
Our thanks today to Nikolai Weiskal for letting us share their episode. If you liked it, you can read the first three episodes free on Kindle Vella. The link is in the show notes. Also, if you're a writer, we have a companion podcast, The Writer Serial Fiction Show, where we talk with authors about their stories and discuss the elements of writing compelling serial fiction.
We want to thank you for listening to The Writer Serial Fiction Show. If you know someone who might enjoy the show, send them your favorite episode link. And if you want to leave an Apple Podcast review, we read all of them and take your suggestions. You can also leave a comment on this episode on our website, serialfictionshow.com. Finally, we now have a Patreon where you can get Serial Fiction Show episodes early and other great stuff. We have tons of things in the works. Check it out at patreon.com/serialfictionshow. Thanks, and we'll see you next time with another serial fiction episode. And that's a wrap.
Y'all are fun, so thanks.
We try. Mm-hmm. So, JP, did you ever watch Red Dwarf?
No.
Are you too young? Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
It's hilarious. You have to watch it. I have the whole collection, so I'm going to have to bring it to you next time I see
it. Oh, have you checked out the latest seasons? They're pretty good, too.
No, I haven't. I'm an original. What platform are the latest seasons on?
Dave, I believe, is the platform.
Oh, I'm watching this. I'm watching this 100%. I will be. Sorry.
He's like a chicken soup repairman, and he's the only man left alive on a ship with like an annoying hologram. It's amazing. And the cat is the best.
Oh, and you'll get context for this line later, but episode one, everybody is dead, Dave. What? No, Peterson. Everybody is dead, Dave. Not Hall. Gordon Bennett. Yes, everybody is dead, Dave. Red Dwarf, actually, if I don't know if you guys have checked it out. Yeah, Galaxy Waffles, Hitchhiker's Guide meets Red Dwarf at a bar. Mm.
I have not. I might have to check that out.
It's been an absolute blast.
Oh, that's your other cereal, right? I saw that. Yeah. I saw it. I was like, that looks pretty funny, but yeah. That's funny. I would enjoy that, but yeah, there's still quotes that I use from Red Dwarf to this day, and my husband hasn't watched it, so he has no idea what I'm talking about, so he just thinks I'm insane. Like, Lister, is that your artwork? It's horrible. It's like, that's a mirror. Like, those are the lines.